Thank you. Ah, yes. The oh-so-great John Coltrane, certainly one of the more important figures in jazz music. And as I usually do this time of year, we're celebrating what would have been the birthday of John Coltrane on September 23rd, which I think that was last Tuesday. Born 1926 and passed away on July 17th, 1967, at the very young age of 40 years old, and really at the peak of his creativity, John Coltrane sadly passed away. And we heard perhaps one of the most famous and influential albums in jazz music, at least the first two tracks of that album, which is A Love Supreme. And we heard, as I said, the first two movements of the Love Supreme suite, first one being Acknowledgement, and that was followed by Resolution. A Love Supreme, recorded in December of 1964 and released in February of 1965. The album has John Coltrane's great quartet of John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums, and McCoy Tyner on piano. And I want to hear some more John Coltrane today, so I've got a couple more queued up. One of my favorite ballads, Nature Boy, gets a very unique, wonderful treatment by John Coltrane, so here it is. Thank you. Yeah, the great John Coltrane. We heard a couple tracks, couple ballads done in only the way John Coltrane can do them. We started out with The Nature Boy, and that's from a compilation album called Classic Quartet Complete Impulse Studio Sessions. And let me make sure that, yeah, Studio Recordings. And we followed that up with I Want to Talk About You, live in Stockholm, 1963. And you heard there how John Coltrane opened up jazz musical forms to create a freedom of expression that perhaps hadn't been done, certainly quite like that, in the past. So, and it seems that, you know, every tenor sax player from that point on draws so much of their influence from John Coltrane. He really changed things in jazz music, and a change that just took off from there. So, and another great artist born on September 23rd was Ray Charles, completely different kind of sound for sure. So I want to pay tribute to Ray Charles as well. So we're going to start in with a track called I've Got News for You.
That your life was awful tame. Well, I took you to a nightclub and the whole band knew your name. Oh, well, baby, 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 I've got news for you. Oh, somehow your story don't ring true. Well, I've got news for you. Well, you phoned me you'd be late, 'cause you took the wrong express, and then you walked in smiling with your lipstick all a mess. Oh, let me say it to you, little mama. Whoa, I've got news for you. Your story don't ring true, little girl. Yeah, I've got news for you. It said, love from Daddy Joe. Oh, well, baby. Oh, little girl, I wanna say I've got news for you. If you think that jive will do, let me tell you, oh, I've got news for you. Well, somehow your story don't ring true. Whoa, I've got news for you.
Love you, oh my, and a do I say, honey, did I do? That's why I'm always hanging around you. Oh, and do I love you? Oh, my, and do I say, honey, need a do.
Yeah, Ray Charles, the genius, as he is often called, certainly a genius of rhythm and blues, one of the greatest. We heard a set there that came from an album called Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz, the complete 1956 to 1960 sessions with Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones doing that big band arranging there behind the great Ray Charles soulful songs. So I hope you dug that as much as I did. In fact, we're going to play a couple more Ray Charles hits before we get back to more conventional jazz music. But I wanted to play some more Ray Charles because I really dig it. So let's hear one of his great hits, I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town, that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah, she give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman town, that's good to me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving just for me. She loved me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Night, never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh yeah. know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time I sing this song, I sing for my Georgia. Oh, oh Georgia. Get it all day through. This old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
hey Georgia, oh yeah, yeah Georgia, and it's all of you.
Song of you,
from so sweet and clear. Other arms will reach out to me, yeah. Other eyes will smile tenderly, yeah, now. Still in peaceful dreams I see heaven on the road. Oh, it came back to you. Hey, John, your dog. I say, oh, Georgia. This old sweet song, Lord, it's this song on to keep Georgia on my mind. I feel that other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams. I see Missy Road, the road leads back to you. I find, won't you hear me now? It's just this old sweet song. Oh, I said, oh, I said, keep Georgia on my mind. Well, on my mind. Oh, on my mind.
Georgia.
Yeah, it's an old sweet song. On my mind, you know the little girls that are on my mind. Yes, it is.
That's Ray Charles bringing some soul and rhythm and blues to In the Groove Jazz and Beyond, and certainly one of the greats out there in that genre, and quite a jazz cat as well. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but he plays a mean alto saxophone. And the album I played earlier, actually, Genius Plus Soul, has a lot of jazz instrumental on there, with Ray Charles playing piano, Hammond organ, and alto saxophones. And it's all arranged by Quincy Jones. So it's definitely an album that I would recommend trying to get a hold of and listening to. All right, time now is 5:57 here on WHUS. We're doing a special of cats that were born on September 23rd. And you heard two of the greatest, John Coltrane and Ray Charles, but that's not all. There's another great tenor sax player. His name is George Garzone, kind of a legend in the Boston area, and probably not as well known as he should be outside of that great town. And George Garzone's birthday is on September 23rd as well. Seems to be those born on that date have a great creative genius. Now, I was born on September 20th, pretty close to that date, so hopefully maybe some of it rubbed off on me. But we saw George Garzone playing in Boston this week. I was out at the Beehive Restaurant with my friend Noah Preminger, and he said, hey, George Garzone's in town, and Joe Lovano might be hitting with him at the Beehive, so let's check that out. And we did, and sure enough, we saw not only two great tenor saxophone players in George Garzone and Joe Lovano, but another one, Frank Tiberi, was there as well. So the three of them were hitting up. Frank Tiberi is 86 years old and can really play as well, and was mentors to both George Garzone and Joe Lovano. So we're going to hear a set of George Garzone, and that'll be followed by Joe Lovano. We're going to hear George Garzone playing with The Fringe in New York, group that he's been playing with for 40-plus years, and also with the addition of Mike Marinari on Vibes. So we're going to hear a couple from Garzone, and these are both tributes to John Coltrane. The first one's called Tribute to Train, and that'll be followed by a John Coltrane classic as done by George Garzone called Central Park West. Thank you. WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM.
Thank you.
Joe Lovano, great tenor sax player, from his album, Joe Lovano No Net, On This Day at the Village Vanguard. And that, as I said, a No Net, featuring Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Steve Slagle on alto sax, Ralph LaLama on tenor, George Garzone shows up here as well on tenor sax, Scott Robinson on baritone, Barry Reese on trumpet, Larry Farrell on trombone, John Hicks on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, and the great Louis Nash on drums. Love that rendition of the John Coltrane ballad. Yeah, all right. Before that, we heard from George Garzone, two from George Garzone from the album The Fringe in New York, and we heard Garzone's tribute to Train, followed by the John Coltrane composition, Central Park West. And The Fringe is a group that George Garzone has been playing with, as I said, for over 40 years, and they have quite a unique communication between them. The Fringe is George Garzone on tenor and soprano sax, John Lockwood on bass, and Bob Gulati on drums. And they were joined there by special guest Mike Maneri on vibraphones. All right, time now is 6:20 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.